So I'm joined on the line by Keith Duffy from Boyzone. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, John. How are you keeping? You well?
I'm not bad, thank you. I'm interested. I mean, obviously, you're going to be coming to Leeds to play at the Leeds Arena. And I was just wondering to start with, I mean, you know, you split up for quite a while. I was just wondering, first of all, what it was like to kind of get back together after, you know, all those years kind of away from the road and away from touring.
We got back together in 2007. We kind of gave it a rest in 2000, and then we'd about nearly 7 years apart, 6 years apart. And 2007, the BBC got us back together to do it, a medley of three of our big hits on Children in Need. So we did that. We were in the dance studios for a week, putting together a bit of a routine and getting the vocals sorted and stuff like that. And after that performance took place, we kind of decided that we had a good time. It was really good fun to hook up again and to spend time together again. And we actually realised how much we missed each other. So we kind of said, somebody suggested, well maybe we should maybe go on tour. Let's try a tour. Do you think a tour might work? And we put the tickets on sale, and lo and behold, the tickets sold out really quickly for the tour in 2008. So that got us back on the road. We packaged up another greatest hits album, and we went on. We toured that in 2009, and everything was going in the right direction, and we were all enjoying ourselves. And we decided then that a new studio album would probably be the next way forward, because we'd had such a good time.
Yeah,
we were in the studio at our own pace, not in any kind of great rush to record some new music. And I mean, to cut a long story short, very, very unfortunately, and still kind of very difficultly, we lost Stephen Gately in the October of 2009, which kind of really kind of just threw us all over the place for quite a long time. And we couldn't deal with our lives on our own, and we felt that there was a bit of peace when we were together. And the void of that Stephen left when we were on our own wasn't as big when we were all together, because Stephen was kind of in the room once the four of us were together. So we decided then to finish the Brother album, call it Brother first and foremost in memory of Stephen, and then to tour the album, calling it the Brother Tour. So we did that in the early months of 2011, but that was really difficult and had quite an adverse effect on us. The grieving process hadn't finished with Stephen, and we were all very much emotionally drained by the end of the tour, and I myself ended up in a dark place where I didn't really know what to do next, and I was, you know, suffering with nightmares and one thing and another, and I ended up having to just take a few months off to kind of gather my thoughts and figure out, you know, what happened and how I was going to move forward. And we did that, and we moved forward, and we dealt with our demons, if you like. And 2012 was a very quiet year for us, and then coming into the end of 2013, we decided maybe a new studio album with the new dynamic of the band, and now that we've all come to, you know, a good place and come to peace with everything, it might be an idea to see how we sound as a four piece and to go forward as a four piece. And we've recorded the BZ20 album, you know, because it's obviously 20 years since we started, and since we, you know, got together, it was a good opportunity to do an anniversary tour. But not, you know, yes, it's going to be reflective on 20 years past, but more importantly, it's kind of launching a whole Boyzone. It's a new album, a new record company, Warner Music. It's a new direction for us, and it's reflective, but it's also brand new, and it's a new start.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, what was it like then, kind of being in the studio, and, you know, kind of going back into the studio after those years? And
well, to be honest, the four of us get together, man. We're terrible mess. You know, we have our own sense of humour, we make each other laugh, and from time to time it's very difficult to get us to do any work because we have such a good time messing about, you know. So, and it's no different in the studio. We actually went down to Australia to do the X Factor out there a few months back, and we recorded the first song, Love Will Save the Day, in the studio in Australia, the four of us together around the microphone, and we had great fun. We had absolutely great fun. It's great camaraderie between us, and obviously reminiscing of old stories and reminiscing of stories involving Stephen, and just laughing because he was such a colourful person, he was such a character, he made us laugh so many times. So just reflecting on all that and just spending quality time together, and the studio was a great experience for us, you know. I mean, it was, we all had to kind of, you know, come up to the plate, try drive it hard, make sure that the sound was good, and encourage each other to be better than we were, encourage each other to give each other the confidence we need to be able to kind of get the best vocal ability out of us and so forth. And the whole process has been very enjoyable, and we're very proud of the album that we finished, obviously to be released on the 25th of November, and the song is out on the 17th of November, Love and Save Today. So the response we're getting media wise, fan base wise, you know, it's just all been extremely positive, and we're very optimistic about the whole new approach and sound of Boyzone.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, have you found it different in terms of, I mean, obviously when 20 years ago you were just a young man, and now what have you got a family? I mean, you've got a daughter, haven't you? I mean, how are you kind of finding life on the road, you know, with having a family and those kind of responsibilities?
Well, you just try to balance it the best you can. I mean, we have 9 children between the 4 of us. I've got my son is nearly 18, my daughter's nearly 14. Shane has 2 young girls. He's got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. You know, Mikey's got a 9-year-old and a 17-year-old. Ron has a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 9-year-old as well. So, you know, we've all got kids. We all have to balance our family lives with the band, and we manage to do that very well. All of our kids get on really, really well together, and you know, backstage at the gigs and stuff, they all hang out together and run around, and they own the place, and they really enjoy it. So it's fine, you know. We have the foundation. Well, my own situation anyway. I mean, myself and my wife have the foundation of being together for nearly 20 years now, and we've got two young adults, you know, that we've made together that kind of keep each other company when I'm away, you know, and then they look forward to me getting home, and I look forward to getting home to spend more time with them. So we have a fine balance. It's all good.
Excellent. So I mean, obviously, you know, for the before kind of getting back together with Boyzone, you were kind of developing a bit of an acting career for yourself. I mean, have you got any plans to? I mean, I understand that you did kind of original drama in Ireland, and you had obviously the stuff on Coronation Street. I mean, have you got any kind of plans to, I don't know, go back to Corrie, or you know?
Well, no. At the moment, the plans are all very much Boyzone. But my ambition is definitely on an individual basis. My ambition is definitely in the acting world. I've done a lot of stuff that hasn't been highly promoted, like Coronation Street or the criminal drama I've just finished shooting in Ireland called Love Hate. But you know, I was on tour with a John B. Keane play called Big Maggie for 8 months last year. I was treading the boards all around Ireland in every different theatre. Before that, I was on a new play, commercial play called Dandelions with Pauline McGlynn, who played Mrs. Doyle and Father Ted, and another great actress by the name of Deirdre O'Kane. And we did that for 6 months, and it was brought back for another 6 months because of the popularity of it and stuff like that. So I've served my time as an actor on stage and on screen. So I'm very ambitious as to where the acting career might take me with Boyzone or having a downtime. I'd most definitely like to keep myself busy as an actor while I'm not needed or requested to be with the lads, you know.
Okay, so I mean, you know, yourself growing up, I mean, you know, what kind of music were you listening to when you were growing up? I mean, was it all the kind of boy band stuff?
Growing up, I predominantly listened to U2. U2 was a huge influence in my life growing up. I played drums in a marching band, and I also played the drum kit. And Larry Mullen, the drummer from U2, was a huge inspiration to me and a hero of mine. And I followed U2 all my life, and thankfully in my music career, I became friendly with the lads in the band, which was great. And we've performed with them in their song "The Sweetest Thing," and they were very, very good to us. When Stephen passed away, they were very, very good to us. They lent out their strength to us, and you know, they're a band that I'll forever hold in very high regard. And I love their music, and I'm really looking forward to their new album. I believe is going to be coming out next year. And I love all types of music, man, but rock music was definitely more my cup of tea. And I loved everything from Nirvana to Aerosmith to Van Halen to Metallica, parts, you know, a little bit of Bon Jovi and U2, and that's kind of what I grew up listening to,
so,
you know.
So have you had any kind of desires to kind of go down that road, maybe form your own grunge band or anything? Or
well, if I'm very honest with you, I said I played the kit and I played the side drum, but I don't know how good I actually was, to be honest with you. You know, I would have liked to think I was brilliant, but I haven't played the drums in a long time now, so I'd love to imagine myself as a drummer in the band, but it never really happened. But I'm very grateful for the position I ended up in, to be honest.
Recently there's been quite a bit in the media about kind of the boy bands like One Direction and stuff, and how they've kind of got some really quite scary, crazy fans who are quite obsessive. I mean, have you kind of had any experiences of that personally? Of, I don't know, maybe scary stalker type fans or anything?
Not really, no. I mean, in the early days of Boyzone, obviously we were 20 years younger, so our demographic audience would have been a lot younger than they are today. They would have been, in themselves, they would have been probably 12, 13, 14, 15 years of age. And I think the whole hysteria of boy bands and the women going crazy is when fans are of that age. Our fans are a lot older now. They're a lot more mature. You know, instead of them screaming your house down, they kind of, you know, meet you on the street and say, hey, how you doing, Keith? And how's it going? They're a lot more mature and a lot more grown up. Back in the early days, the early 90s, you know, 93, 94, when we were touring around Britain with the Smash Hits Roadshow, you'd get a lot of hysteria with screaming girls and all that type of stuff. But not so much now, as we're a lot older.
So I mean, just as a kind of final thing, and I was just wondering if you'd be able to kind of, I don't know, maybe choose five of I suppose your favourite Boyzone songs, and you know, kind of tell me why you've kind of chosen them as kind of your favourites or ones that have particular significance for you.
Okay, well, starting back let's go back to the early days. One of my favourite songs back there was "Isn't It a Wonder," and "Isn't It a Wonder" was one of the first big hits we had that was written by the lads in the band. But not only for that reason, it was the time we were at back then. It was a lovely time. We were only starting to become really successful, and you know, the money, the fame, the ego hadn't really kicked in at that stage. It was still very naive and just a really enjoyable time. We shot a video for that song out in a place called Broken Hill, which was an old mining desert out in Australia, and the boys were all driving this big open top Cadillac across the desert, and I followed them behind on a big Harley Davidson motorbike. And I just remember the time on that trip and shooting that video to be a really, really nice, memorable time in Boyzone. So that song significantly stands out for me now as one of the older songs that I do like and I do love. Apart from that song, then, other songs that I love from back in the day was obviously the likes of "Picture You," was one of our first kind of mid-tempo songs, which was obviously used in the Mr. Bean movie. We shot that video with Rowan Atkinson actually being Mr. Bean, and us kind of following his lead in the video, which was a great, great bit of fun. Obviously, from back then, one of the biggest songs, I think the biggest boy band song of all time, I think, in history, is "No Matter What." And "No Matter What" was a great turning point for Boyzone. Not only was it like a huge number one, it broke to different markets in different areas around the world, different countries start getting behind Boyzone after that song. I mean, "No Matter What" was actually hit in America as well, which was a market that we never managed to really kind of break open. So "No Matter What" was a key song as well. You know, we performed that song with Pavarotti, and Pavarotti sang his version of "No Matter What" with us. That was an amazing experience. Moving forward to more recent music, there was a song called "Too Late for Hallelujah" on the Brother album, which unfortunately was never a single, but I do believe had it been a single, I think it would have been probably one of our biggest songs to date. It was the most powerful kind of anthem of song that Boyzone ever recorded, and I love performing it live to this day, and you never know, I might get a resurrection after this tour, you know. And then moving on to the most recent album, which is the BZ20 album, if I was to choose a song from that album as my number five song, it would be called "Who We Are." It's a song called "Who We Are," which again is another anthem type song that just basically speaks of union, you know, unionization and camaraderie and people standing together, brothers in arms, going through emotions, highs and lows together, and you know, just saying, look, we'll continue through, this is who we are, we're, you know, through the scars and the battles, we're warriors, and we stick together, and it's, I just think it's a great, great song.